All right, everybody, welcome back to another deep dive.
Yeah, always fun.
Today, we are diving into critters training.
Ooh, critters training. I like that name.
Is a very catchy name.
That's friendly, right?
It does, and that's sort of what, we're going to get into it, but that's kind of the vibe I get from their whole thing.
Yeah, looking over their website, I definitely get that sense.
So critters training is in Forest Grove, Oregon, and they basically help people train their dogs, but
But there's a little more to it, right? It's
yeah.
not just like, okay, sit, stay, heel.
Right,
It's a
exactly.
little more than just your basic obedience training.
Yeah, they get into some behavioral stuff too, which is cool.
And they talk about this scientific learning theory.
That sounds kind of fancy.
It does, right? Like, what does that even mean when it comes to dog
Yeah,
training?
I know.
So I think it's really interesting, and it's probably going to be a theme that we see throughout this entire deep dive. But they're really focused on not just the how-to of training a dog, like, okay, this is how you teach sit, this is how you teach stay. But really, like, how does a dog
Yeah,
learn?
like what is actually happening?
Right? Like, what's the science behind it? What's going on in their brains? And how can we use that knowledge to really train them in a way that is effective?
Yeah, and that's humane too, right?
Exactly. And that kind of leads into another thing they emphasize, which is this idea of integrating neuroscience and mindfulness.
Whoa, now hold on. Neuroscience. Okay, I get it. We just talked about that. But mindfulness for dogs.
I know, right? Like, wait, what, are we doing yoga with our dogs now?
Puppy meditation.
But when you really think about it, it kind of makes sense. So, neuroscience, as we said, is all about understanding the brain, right? How the dog's brain is working, how it processes information.
So that's like the hardware.
Exactly. And then mindfulness is almost like the software.
Okay, I like that analogy.
So, mindfulness is about being present, being aware of yourself, your emotions, your surroundings. And for dogs, it's very similar.
So it's like helping them be more in tune with themselves and their surroundings.
Exactly. And this can be really helpful for dogs that might be anxious or reactive, right? Because it helps them to regulate their emotions and be more calm and focused.
So it's not just about teaching them tricks, it's about helping them be more balanced and well-rounded.
Precisely. It's about their mental and emotional well-being just as much as their physical training.
I'm really liking this approach already.
Yeah, me too. And I think a lot of this comes from the founder, Corey.
Yeah, she seems super passionate about this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Her story is actually really interesting. I mean, she's been involved with animal training since she was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, it all started because she saw a neighbor mistreating their dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, using really harsh training methods. And she was like, there has to be a better way to do this.
That's awesome. Good for her.
And then later on, she actually ended up working at this place called the IQ Zoo.
The IQ Zoo, what is that?
It was this cool place in Arkansas where they actually use scientific learning theory to train animals for performances.
Really? So not just like your average circus act.
No, it was all about positive reinforcement and teaching animals amazing things, but through this really humane and scientific approach.
So that's where she really got exposed to this different way of thinking about training.
Yeah, exactly. And then she also studied with this renowned behaviorist named Cheryl Smith, who specialized in working with, the tough cases, the reactive dogs, the biting dogs.
Oh, wow. So she really dove deep into this.
Absolutely. And you can see how all of that experience has shaped critters training and what they do.
Yeah, it makes sense now. It's like all coming together.
Right. It's not just random, like, oh, let's throw in some neuroscience and mindfulness because it sounds cool.
Yeah, there's real thought behind it.
Exactly. And this is all based on years of experience and research.
So let's get practical here. If somebody wants to work with critters training, what are their options?
Right, so they have a couple of different options. They offer private training in your home, which is super
Oh,
convenient.
that's nice.
Yeah, especially if you have a busy schedule or maybe your dog doesn't do well in new environments.
Yeah, or maybe you have a dog that's reactive and you don't want to take it to a group class setting right away.
Exactly, so that's a great option, but they also have boarding.
Boarding.
Yeah, and this is where it gets even more interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
So Kari actually opens up her own home for boarding.
Wow, that's pretty unique.
Right. It's not like your typical kennel situation.
So, what's the philosophy behind that?
Well, she calls her place a haven.
Ah, I love that.
It's like this safe space where dogs can come and be part of her pack.
There's like a real family environment.
Exactly. And this allows them to learn from her pack, get socialized in a controlled setting, and of course, get individual attention and training.
That's really cool. It sounds like a much more personalized experience.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's really what sets critters training apart. It's not just about teaching commands, it's about understanding each dog's individual needs and personality and helping them thrive.
Right. So it's not just about obedience. It's about their well-being, their whole experience.
Exactly. And of course, they still teach commands. They set boundaries. They use food, toys, motivators.
Right. They're not just like free for all, do whatever you want.
No, no. There's structure and guidance, but it's all done with this positive reinforcement approach.
So they find that balance between giving the dog freedom, but also teaching them how to behave.
Right. And ultimately, it's about building that strong bond between the dog and the owner, a bond that's based on trust and respect.
I love that. And I think that's something that a lot of dog owners are looking for.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, who wouldn't want that kind of relationship with their dog?
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, if somebody's listening to this and thinking, hey, critters training sounds pretty awesome, what's the takeaway?
I think the big takeaway is if you're looking for dog training that's not just about the basics, but really delves into the science of behavior and the emotional well-being of your dog.
And you want that personalized attention, right?
Exactly. Then critters training is definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what's really interesting to me is this whole idea of mindfulness for dogs.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing, right?
It is. If we can apply these concepts of mindfulness, of understanding emotions, of being present to animals,
what does that say about their potential?
Exactly. And even our own potential for growth and well-being.
It's a great question, and I think it's something that deserves a lot more exploration.
Definitely. Food for thought for everyone listening.
Mm.
All right. Well, that's our deep dive into critters training. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, really interesting. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Always a pleasure. We'll see everyone next time.
See you later, Nate.